displaced homemakers. A motion had been made to adopt that figure, and we were under discussion. Was there any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
If I may, just very briefly, say once more, the Displaced Homemakers Program is a brand new program. It's designed to help principally women who've been out of the labor force for at least 7 years. It has just started. The only real experience we've had with the program is since 1977 with the Fairbanks Displaced Homemakers Program, which has been very successful. That program would stop. Other programs would be defunded. The list of community college and other activities is really irrelevant because they provide very limited services to very few people and not really hitting the bulk of the displaced homemakers that this program is to address.
Page 45.
45? Oh, no, we got different books. And the last, printout, it's page 32. And previous printout, I guess it's 45. Okay, all in favor of 585, is there any more discussion? All in favor of 585.2, indicate by raising your hand. Motion passed. I'd like to go back to page 20 in the newest book. I don't know what page that is on the old book, though. Anyway, it's Youth Program CETA. I'd like to move to amend that to $1,123,000.
You're talking about the 07 line, right, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah. The miscellaneous, there'd be 800, or 08. Miscellaneous would be $1,000,000.
What program?
33.
Page 33.
$1,000,000.
Mr. Chairman, what was the final number again?
$1,123,000.
He's reducing your 1,500 to 1,123, Joe.
Is there an objection?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Ferguson.
I object to this program only because we had the NYC program prior to this, and when you allow for children to be paid to do things, I hope they have some supervision over this program.
Very good point. Is there an objection? Without objection, $1,123,000. Send the page, look to the next page, and hopefully.
Okay, sir. Page 75, Grants Administration.
Notebook, that would be page 16.
Okay. Senator Stackett, I believe this is your page.
Right.
Page
I have
page
three,
75.
Three add-ons in this area. I think you were passed wrong. One is for community planning assistance. The other one is for the, actually add on this page, but it would be added to the new BRU page on energy assistance that's been transferred, that's not incorporated to the books yet. And the other one is for the Alaska Native Leadership Project. They had requested $247,000, recommending $200,000 for that. On the capital improvement planning, capital regional planning, recommending $250,000. And the energy assistance program through Chalista Goyan, which would go on that new BRU page, would be $100,000 each. I'd like to move on those figures.
Chairman?
Yes.
I was going to propose an additional add-on to the Alaska Federation of Natives to undertake research on Anza and Anilka, and I was wondering if this is the proper place to include those. Do you want to dispose of your motion first, or shall I?
Is there an objection to my motion? Without objections, add it on. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman? Mr. Chairman, the purpose of this grant would be to deal with some critical issues that affect mostly Alaska Natives, but indirectly affect all aspects of Alaskan development, all parts of Alaska, and I
Is there an objection?
Move this.
Without objection, it's added on. Any more additions to that page? If not, we'll go on to page 81 and move it.
What's the subject on?
Community planning assistance. That would be on page 68 in new run. I have this open, Senator Biggs.
Yes, sir. You're correct. I have you down as an add-on on this page.
Okay, we just did it in the last one. So
okay, so then that's, you were the only one that, so we can close this page now.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And the next one is page 111. Coastal Zone Management, I believe.
What page?
111. Coastal Zone Management. I believe Senator Ferguson.
Oh, I know what I have here. I'm sorry. Page 78.
Oh.
Under the Office of the Commissioner. No, I'm sorry. That's the wrong page. Page 76 in the new one.
95
in the old one. I'd like to move for an addition of $55,000 for an administrative assistant to the Commissioner. It was a request he's made to me verbally, but I don't have it right at the moment. They don't even have a deputy commissioner. All they have are directors down there. He doesn't want a deputy commissioner, but he would like to have an assistant.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we gave him $15,000 additional for underfunding to personal services for a deputy commissioner. So if you're going to add $55,000 for a special assistant, I think we should take the $15,000 back out for the deputy commissioner.
Let's do it 40 then.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator?
I also have an addition for Senator Moss on this page.
Okay. North Star Bureau for SALT, the Senior Citizen Center. Is there an objection? That would be under grants and claims.
$22,000. Move the amount.
617.8. Okay, the next one is CZM.
Yes, sir, last one. And Senator Ferguson has a transfer here.
On coastal management, to be transferred the entire BRU over into the governor's office. It was a request made by the governor's office through Pete McDowell.
Mr. Chairman, I question that. I thought that one of the objects of the coastal zone management was to have community-oriented coastal planning, and what would the effect of this be to centralize coastal zone management in Juneau in Mr. McDowell's shop or in the governor's office, as opposed to the communities?
No, in fact, the center offices, the you refer to already is over in North B. It's just the funding shows up in CNR. And the local plan under this proposal would increase the local plan funding out in the communities where they, the local CRSA is in out the capital plan.
Mr. Chairman?
Just one note, for years, part of CZM has been in the House of the Governor. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I distribute a memo to the members of the Finance Committee on April 22 regarding the budget and the federal OCS revenue sharing. And this was after consultation with the legislator or the governor's office in Washington, D.C., and they checked into it. And what they point out in the attachment and what my memo brings up is the critical need to have a viable coastal management program, to have the Coastal Policy Council actually operational to coordinate state activities and to facilitate integration of local plans and state plans as a means of obtaining not just what we want at the local level, but also to obtain the federal funding. I believe Senator Ferguson's proposal meets these requirements 100%, and I very strongly favor that.
Are there any other comments on the proposed motion? Would there be any objection to it? Without objection, there will be incorporated changes. Anything more for CNR?
Mr. Chairman, on page 70, this would be an addition of $250,000 to community planning service for ANCSCA's plan of survey. Although they requested $382,000, they felt this could be done for $250,000.
What page are you on, sir?
Page 70.
No, not.
I don't know. Page 70 in the new one. Under ANCSCA plan of survey,
it would be page 83.
Page 8. You're proposing to decrease it or add this to it?
Add.
You want to add it.
Okay, a motion has been made for $250,000 for ANCSCA plan of survey. Any questions? Without objection, it'll be added in. Anything else? If not, we're done with CNRA. Public safety.
We didn't stay within any realm of realism at all. We'll have it for you later.
Page 3. That was left open because there was a question when I was going through it the first time on contractual for the highway working capital fund rental. And I'd like to move on the original figure of $1,063.2. And the decrease that's going to occur there will be done in all of the budgets when we take a percentage decrease from the Department of Transportation, and it'll be reflected here. So the figure there would be 8949.7. That was one question on that page. The next page is Commissioner's Office, which is page, I have it in the old book. I don't know what page in the old book, but in the new one, it would be at page 58. There's a request here from Senator Senator Bennett, for the Commissioner's Office, for the Interior Region EMS Council, for $100,000. The new figure here would be 719.6.
What page is it on?
I got 59.
Yes, 59.
Commissioner's Office.
The other one that's left open is VPSO. However, before that, are there any other pages? Okay, VPSO, that's at the back.
Yes, Chairman.
Senator?
I have the amendment for VPSO, and Mike went down to the office to get it.
Oh, okay.
What page is that on, Mr. Chairman?
71, I think.
Let's just wait for a note, then we
have an option. 69 and 71. Okay.
The one on page 59 was adopted.
Yeah. Oh, that's already some of these. Let's see. English Bay. English Bay. Fort Grand. Tiona. Got two things. Harlech Point. So we had Harlech and Craig. I think the new figure you want is 100,000 because we've got all the others added in already. Okay, and VPSO, since already had been closed out with $250,000 add-on for English Bay, Fort Gray, and Pacific, Pilot Point, and Tionic, the only two are Craig and Carlick. So that would be an additional $100,000.
Craig
and Carlick.
Fort Graham, it's
already in. They're already, that's already in. Anything more? All closed up. Okay. Department of Administration? You ready on Department of Administration? Okay. Department of Administration, what's your first page?
Page 14.
14?
Yes. All three of these. On page 14, which is an increase to cost view, I never knew about this change, and I'd like Mike to explain it.
We got a call from the Department of Administration, and they recommended that we put it as a new figure because it had inadvertently last year had been underfunded and that had not been accounted for. So that was recommended by the department.
Is there an objection? Without objection, change to 834.9. Next page.
Page 54.
Mr. Chairman, are
we have one before that on page 38.
38.
Request for an attorney for and one legal secretary to be added to Palmer.
Move and ask unanimous consent.
Is there an objection? New figures would be 2169.6. Page 54.
54. Again, I'd like Mike to explain.
In the first row, you mentioned why they had the additional position for the deputy, and you deleted the deputy from the time.
Okay.
Page 108.
That would be 724.9.
Yes, 724.9.
128?
108.
108. See what's on 128?
And under data processing and computing service, I'd like Mike again to explain what the administration's position is on this.
What this reflects is two things. One, changing them from program or other funds, which they collect through data processing chargebacks, not the agency, just general funds, that's the division. And we need from the government to make it under here 3.171 million for hardware, which is really capital and should be reflected in a capital budget, to bring a new general fund figure of 11935.2, and which is the reduction off the governor's original.
And it would be all general fund.
Yes, and so what we do, we have a list of all of the agencies that where their CP starts, back starts, so we can publish it.
Okay, this is absolutely 180 degrees different than what we've always, how we've always funded them. And the administration wants it that
absolutely.
Way?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there an objection to this new method, new figures? Without objection, that would be incorporated. Any more additions to administration?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Chairman, I apologize. I overlooked one request I had, and I don't seem to have it in writing now. I had it before. It's on page 38. And that was to add an investigator 3 as the number one listed position on the bottom of page 38, to, in the amount of 50.1, which would make the total 2219.7.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
To add item to the line one new position, investigator 3, Anchorage 50.1, for a total of 2219.7.
Is there an objection? Added. Anything else? Department of Revenue.
The intent here is to reduce the amount
taken 6% inflation. And again, this is at the request of going down on the foundation plan, we're going down on everything else. And
okay. Is there an objection?
Yeah.
Yes, Ms. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, my objection is principally that the municipality entitlement is 81 million, and the 70,500 is already a significant reduction. And to further take inflation out of it, I think would simply be a further blow to municipal revenue sharing. And hope that we don't adopt this.
Can we stand at ease?
Yeah.
I agree.
This is just
because it's already.
I think it's important to close out this budget. I'd request that we hold page 6 open.
Okay.
Page 6 down. Although I'd request to initially go back to the request, to the agency's request of 10750, I believe this is an area that is questionable. Then I'll go back to the governor's amended version of 7858.
Is there an objection?
I'll object just for the sake of information. Senator, does the department, the administration, feel that this will disperse out to the different municipalities the funding that requires during the fiscal year? Thank you.
Okay, without objection, that's closed. Next page, page 24. Please.
Mr. Chairman, what we're doing is putting two new underwriters in this BRU for the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. It was two positions that were RP'd earlier, and AHFC came in and requested these two positions to be funded in the budget.
Is there an objection? 036.7.
Page 28.
Page 28?
Yeah, page 28.
Permanent Fund Corporation?
I'd like Mike to explain the change here.
This is in response to your concern is kind of the fact that maybe there were too many positions to manage the fund, and they have several staff positions, and in looking over the other pieces that they have, the admin assistant position, which is both, it would be one position, and the other, the account technician, it would leave them with one account technician, and those seem to be the two positions.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Page.
How many staff, total staff, will they have now, Mike?
Nine. They'll keep their investment officers, they'll keep special system executive directors, a couple of secretaries in the county.
Okay. Is there an objection to 2121.9? Without objection, we'll incorporate that. Page 40.
Mr. Chairman, again, I'll go to Mike.
This is to administer the program. And although the increase of 789.4 cannot come out of general funds, the program receives from the program itself. It should take 40 administration of the dividend.
Okay, what portion of that existing 1547.8 permanent fund?
No, they deleted it in there.
They did not delete it entirely. Because they said that they had to continue with the existing program.
They left two positions.
Okay, well, how much of the existing 1547 is permanent funds? Because I want that converted over to permanent fund receipts too instead of general fund.
Okay, over two. Yeah.
I was under the impression it was about 200,000 there. From the letter that was sent to us from Revenue, explaining how they came up with public service with the high figure, they incorporate all these others, and they said they were continuing permanent fund to people for the existing program from last year.
Chairman, if we can come back.
Wait.
Oh. 50,000. They indicate here 50,000 in addition, which are the two, one permanent full-time, one permanent part-time position. Section 84,000 funds, and the problems related to the funding of the program. Then my local action may be created for that 50,000.
That's not to figure out in other words. That's good. Okay, so the. You're requesting an increase to 2337.2 totally from permanent fund earnings and not general fund increase, and change 60,000 to 1547.8 over permanent fund. Is there an objection? Okay, next page.
Page 42. It's called Support Enforcement. I'm recommending that we add 7 new positions, 112,600 in general funds, and that matched 239.5 federal funds.
I'll object. Okay. All in favor of jump support enforcement, motion fails.
Mr. Chairman,
next page.
52 and 52. Mr. Chairman. This is another of the pages that we have. I'd like Mike again to explain the 179 million.
That figure came directly from the Department of Revenue and the Deputy Commissioner Donnelly. 179 million.
Is there an objection? Without objection, 179 million. Anything more for revenue other than the one page that's still open?
Mr. Chairman? I'd request we leave 42, that we leave the opportunity to come back to 42 on child support enforcement. I'd like
to. Oh, Christ Almighty, we've got to close these budgets. If we do that with everything, you know, we're just never going to get closed. How many times do we have to go through it? What do you say? In the general fund?
That would be
500. Okay, that was my question.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay, Jean, could you explain that? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman. If any of you still have our memo of April 29th that had all the exhibits attached, the open items, I would refer you to Exhibit 4 on the Permanent Fund Dividend Program Funding and Staffing. When the FY84 continuation level was prepared, the amount of funding for the Permanent Fund Dividend Program was calculated at $2.5 million, spread out in four different divisions. Administrative Services Division, $734,000. Public Services Division, which was addressed in the add-on today, $849,000. Enforcement Division, $770,000. And Treasury Division, $161,000. That was based on continuation level. The department had also requested an increased incremental level of funding of $472,000 for reasons outlined in Exhibit 4, primarily because of the difference that the department will have to do as far as the Permanent Fund Dividend Program. They first have to, by the end of June or July, whatever it is, calculate the estimated amount of the dividend. In other words, they have to do the preliminary process and the application so they can declare what the dividend amount is going to be. And then they only have through December 31st to process and pay all the applications. So they requested an increased increment because for additional part-time staffing. The Public Services Division, there was a little decrease there, was $798,000, and that was the approximate amount added on this morning. But it still leaves open the Administrative Services Division with the original request of $735,000 plus an increment of $437,000. The Enforcement Division of $770,000 with an increment of $85,000 additional. Treasury Division with a continuation of $161,000 with an increment of $1.5. And in summary, only one of the four divisions that administered a Permanent Fund Dividend Program, and which, of course, in which the budget was reduced earlier this year, has been restored. And with the only the amount that was restored today that was not enabled or allowed the department to administer the program this year.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Dusek, what, in summary, does it cost for every dollar we distribute in the dividend program to administer, enforce, record keep, et cetera?
Okay, we're talking about $3 million, including the increment here, plus about a quarter of a million or whatever it is that's still in the budget. So we're talking about $3.25 million to administer the program. and how much does it bring us this year?
But we get from how much money goes down to the street in FY84? How much money would go out in the street to the people in FY84?
Approximately, I believe, that $175 million figure that was added in earlier. That's approximately. Minus the administrative costs that we're talking about, here to $3 million. Also, any hold harmless that you might add later on to help with the service.
So it's like 1.5% administrative overhead, something like that, roughly. I'm glad I brought that out because I
approximately.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
It should be even less than that the second year around because they're supposedly ready.
There's an illusion that I had it, but this is getting to be real weighty in terms of what.
No. It's not, but what they've been doing, though, is funding it out of general fund.
Yeah.
And I don't go with that. If it's a permanent fund program, that's been funded out of program in season. Right? Okay, so you need how much more, Dean?
Okay, I can have copies of this made if you wish, or it should be in your package, just before. Okay, Administrative Services is asking for 734.8 continuation. Plus, they have the big increase that's required as a result of the shorter time frame, plus having to declare the dividend amount by mid-year. So the Administrative Services Division is approximately $1,172,000. We have by line item each of the divisions. It might be easier if I just had to delay this for a moment while I had copies made for the individual who did not have it. Because it is by line item.
Yeah, we're taking care of public services, correct?
Yes.
We just need Administrative Services, Enforcement, and Treasury.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, go ahead and make copies. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, 40 open until we review what the administration is requesting. My estimation is...
Oh, you took care of them there.
Yeah. The figures they're coming in with are new to me, so...
Okay, the whole permanent fund question.
And it'd be the positions for the permanent fund dividend program.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, the whole question of permanent fund administration. Yeah. You want to look at it? When can you have it back to us?
This afternoon.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take a page 42, and I'm really sorry I didn't have the backup for this, but it's adding 70 positions at $112,600 in general funds, which federal funds are anticipated. And if there's any way possible, we can fund these positions for a 1 or 2 year period to allow the program to continue. I'd certainly request that be looked into.
You go look at your instance. There's no way. How many years have you served on finance? Once you fund a person, you can't get them off ever.
I think so.
If you find a miracle, then you do it.
Okay, I'd like to hold a page up. And I'll get back to you this afternoon.
Right, just until this afternoon. Okay, because I want to get these things closed. I'm not trying to play games on any one of these budgets, but they have to be closed at some point in time. Now, everybody has had about 2 weeks to finish up on these, and every one of them is being left open again.
That was my answer.
Education.
First, look at the proposed amendments for cuts in the budget, and that everybody's been passed out in one sheet, and then maybe debt service separately, and the proposed add-ons separately.
Yeah. Oh, here you did it. Sorry.
Okay, let's look at the decreases.
Is there any objection to the decrease? Take care in one motion. I think we're all familiar with it. The Arts Council item be explained?
What had happened there, Senator, is when we originally went through the closing of the budget, the subcommittee took $200,000 out of contractual, that the backup material just said contract management. And this, in effect, was a pass-through rather than, as he has indicated, and allowed for a couple of programs that required a statewide organization to sponsor. These two programs were Artists in the School and Performing Arts Tours. So what we've done is added that back in the contract and taken it out of grant. The grant line item then would change.
To one motion that would incorporate this whole page. Without objection, motion is passed.
That would be 4.287.7, general fund deletion. Then, Mr. Chairman, we have a number of add-ons proposed, or we could at least discuss the foundation or the debt service for whichever way you
want. Whichever you want.
Well, let's take the debt service for the information of the committee. As I think everybody's aware, the percentage of this from the time we closed out the subcommittee, at that time it was about 71%. Now it's estimated with this figure constant, it's down to 73%. And falling, it's estimated that it would probably be closer to 60% by the time the beginning of the fiscal year rolls around for those municipalities that are included in this debt retirement. It was suggested, I believe, by Senator Fisher that the committee look at transferring this out of DOE's budget and into the capital budget with the state's debt retirement. It might be a more appropriate place for it. And I guess that's before the committee. I, for one, as one member of the committee, think it might be a more appropriate place for us to be looking at it there. And if we do, I think we should, of course, transfer it with the funding and then look at other areas where we may bring this up to at least a 74% or thereabouts at the different that funding level that was enjoyed this past fiscal year. That would take, and I think we've given everybody a breakout, an additional $10.5 million that the committee's going to have to find somewhere to bring it up to a 74% projected level, and be the will of the committee on this. But
Mr. Chairman, I concur with Senator Mulcahy. I think this should be in the Capitol, and I think conceptually, and we've asked, I think, both the administration, the Senate Advisory Council, and others, that conceptually we're buying long-range capital improvements with this money. If it were a state project, it would be in the capital budget. That's really where it would be.
It can go either way, because right now there's $178 million in the operating budget, which goes each year to pay off the bonds for capital projects. And this is basically what that's doing also. And I don't want everyone to get the illusion that if you move it, you know, you've got $59 million sitting there that you can then start adding on, because it comes out either way. It comes out of the same pocket. Now, if you want to add on to it, regardless of whether you're from the capital or operating, you're going to have to find the funds for it. If you want to move it to the capital, then take it out of your own allocations. One other thing that you might look at is that you've been working on a committee substitute now for 203, which is the taxation, giving additional funds to municipalities. And some of you are going to have to ask yourselves, which is more important, increasing municipal assistance to $105 million, or perhaps changing the formula so that you can give assistance under this program for debt retirement. And that's another possibility that should be looked at. Either way, it doesn't bother me, because I don't get affected by municipal assistance or debt retirement, but just listening to you people, it seems to me that debt retirement was a much higher priority than additional assistance to municipalities. So if you're looking for additional monies, that's one area that you could incorporate possibly into your police substitute for 202.
Mr. Chairman?
Mm-hmm.
The memorandum that was, or a letter from Department of Law to Gene Dusak that was distributed some time ago, I have copies of it here in case anyone's interested, February 7th, dealing with the appropriations limit and series of appropriation limit questions, specifically addresses whether geo bond obligation of school districts, school construction bonds, is subject to the spending limit enacted last year. And the basic answer is that it's not. And I think that would be one more argument for just getting it out of the operating budget so as not to make the operating budget look larger than in fact it needs to be. But Mr. Chairman, I believe that just from the standpoint of being able to more readily consider the transfer of capital and other loan funds into the debt retirement fund, from that standpoint, we'd be better off, I believe, if we took this out of the operating budget. And therefore, Mr. Chairman, I would move that the amount of $59,887,800 be taken out of this department budget and be transferred into the, the capital budget category.
Okay, I'd like to hear from the administration on that. Do they have a position?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe, as you mentioned earlier, this is one of those issues that could go either way. It could belong in the capital budget, it could belong in the operating budget. So I don't think the administration really has a position one way or the other.
Okay, is there an objection to transferring this over to the capital budget? Does the committee have any suggestion with regard to the regular debt retirement for the state of $178 million debt? Same method?
I would think so, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, that's transferred out, and we'll incorporate that when we get to the capital budget. Okay, Senator, you had some more add-ons or additions?
There's a number of add-ons proposed from each, from different members, Mr. Chairman. I don't have all the backup material on them, but I thought we might just walk through them, and each member that's proposed them can supply.
Besides Vic's pass out, who's got some?
I have one at page 121.
I do too, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. What page do we start at?
Let's see, we've got some proposed add-ons on page 121, 114, it's been moved to 114, and 163, and then 43.
Okay, we'll start at 114 then.
143?
143,
was that what you said? Page 43.
Page 43.
I think, Mr. Chairman, that you'd ask this page to be kept open for three proposed add-ons in this area.
I don't have any
designated grants, K-1. So.
Does anybody have any for this page? Okay, we'll go on.
And I guess we would go to page, it was 37, we moved it to 114, that's Senator Ferguson's add-on.
Oh, they were taken out? Okay, there are add-ons.
Mr. Chairman, requesting Coxsackie Technical Center an addition of $777,000. This request, in last year's budget was deleted. I provide that in another bill,
What's taking place is that the Department of Education, when it comes to reducing their budget, felt that an increase in the Technical Center for Coxfield would be similar to foundation formulas, similar to everything else in the way of grants to communities. It was an easier place to reduce the budget. And my recollection of the budget has approximately 440 state employees. I believe that the Department of Education, in reducing its budget, could have eliminated positions, but like every department, they failed to reduce the number of employees, and in their best estimation, it would be better to not fund the Coxfield Technical Center. And as we go along with the decline revenues, I feel that something has to be done in reducing the size of the Department of Education in way of personnel services. We talk about reduction in foundation formula and the death retirement service. If it was possible to knock out half of the state employees at Department of Education, we could save in excess of $9 million. But knowing that won't happen, we're always in that crunch.
Seven. Was there an objection? Without objection? Oh, we're going to have to break. Come back at 1:30?
Oh, she's at
How's that? Is everybody okay?
Yep.
At 1:30? And have everything ready, please.